Officials at the Albany Medical Center say Robert Langer's groundbreaking research with polymers, or plastics, has revolutionized the field of drug delivery systems. Professor Langer, a chemical engineer, was cited for a prolific body of work that includes surgically implanted devices to deliver and regulate medication.
What they talked about was the work we've done on biomaterials and how it could be used in different kinds of drug delivery systems. By drug delivery systems, I mean implants that could be used to treat cancer or, these cardiovascular stents, the drug-eluting stents.
Professor Langer says the best-known commercial use of his research are plastic transdermal patches that are used to help people stop smoking or to deliver nitroglycerin. The awards committee also cited Professor Langer's work in tissue engineering, which has led to the development of artificial skin used to treat burn victims. He says more applications are still in the very early stages.
What we did is we created this general principle along with Jay Vacanti, he's a surgeon that I work with at Harvard Medical School, about how you could grow cells and on plastics in a certain type of three-dimensional format. And if you add the right chemicals to it and use the right plastics, what we found is that in animals sometimes, and in people we've even done it with certain things, that you could possibly make a tissue.
Professor Langer says he is hopeful that his work in plastics and that of his colleagues will one day be used in gene therapy.
Right now it's very hard to do gene therapy on patients, and we're hoping to find some polymers or plastics that might help in that area too, and also deliver some of the newer molecules that are possibly going to be drugs someday, like certain types of RNA.
Professor Langer says he's thinking about using part of the money from the award to help sponsor science education projects. The awards committee says this year's award had special significance because Robert Langer was born at Albany Hospital, the precursor to the Albany Medical Center. New York City businessman Morris Silverman established the prize 5 years ago to promote biomedical research and encourage efforts to improve health care. Mr. Silverman, who was born and educated in the area of Albany, New York, the state capital, has made a $50 million commitment to the award. It is the second largest medical research award in the world after the Nobel Prize. Barbara Schatzel, VOA News, New York.